Every so often, a product will change our lives. Something will come on the market and make a difference in the way in which we move or dress or think. In the privacy of the home, millions of Americans are now enraged by the six challenging colors of Rubik's Cube. And in the streets, those who can afford them are strutting, jogging, and skating while plugged into personal stereo cassette players. Most people refer to the hand-sized tape player and lightweight headphones as the Walkman.
You walk a lonely street, wanting someone there beside you. You seek a world complete. I can become the sound inside you. Become the sound inside you. I am your Walkman. I am your Walkman. I am your Walkman. I am your Walkman. I am your Walkman.
They're obnoxious.
It looks stupid to me.
Some people approve of it, you know.
It's fine if privacy of your home, you know. Closet radio listener.
You know what? I love these big radios. But there's something weird about these little headphones, isn't there?
Yeah, people do kind of look funny, and they kind of look like, you know, pretty smug when they're wearing them and everything.
With the radio, it's a power impulse, because I used to have a big radio, and everybody admired you with the radio. But as far as the little Walkmans are concerned, you're keeping all the sound to yourself.
What, pray tell, are you listening to on your headphones?
Santana, I don't know which one, but it sounds good, though. All right.
Well, I'm listening to an arrangement of the Boston Pop Symphony with Arthur Fiedler conducting. I'm 63.
You know, it's nice when you're walking around to hear other people talking and see what they're doing, and you're kind of putting blinders on.
You know, next thing they should do is have little movies, you know, little sunglass movies, so you don't have to look either.
Don't you ever miss the sound of the birds in the trees and the peaceful calm of the early morning and that kind of thing?
Well, I don't know. I'd rather listen to music than the birds.
Doesn't play Led Zeppelin, the birds and trees.
I'm from Germany, and they are not very popular in Germany, you see.
They're more popular in America?
Yeah, I think so.
Why is that?
Well, maybe the American need more fun.
Need more fun?
Or want more fun. I think they want more fun.
Will you do me a favor and just sing a little bit of what they're playing right now?
Tonight?
I don't know. I don't.
Sing it out loud.
Rock in the paradise tonight. Rock in the paradise. Rock in the paradise tonight.
You refer to these as an obnoxious device of growing popularity?
It causes people to isolate themselves from their experience, the contact with nature. It's sort of a neo-existential prelude to doom.
Yeah, and they kind of look dorky, too.
Don't you think the people look kind of smug walking down the street with these things? I mean, doesn't it sort of irritate you? I mean, don't you want to just, sometimes you want to just go up and grab the headphones and rip them off their heads and, like, you know, wake them up?
This is really offensive.
Huh.
I am your Walkman. I am your Walkman. I am your Walkman. I have become the sound inside you, the only sound inside you. Become the sound inside you, the only sound inside you. The only sound inside you, the only sound inside you. The only sound.
I Am Your Walkman was performed by Salmonella, who are actually Joe Maglino, and Steve Proffitt, who wrote the music. Lyrics by Jay Kernis, engineering by Lorraine Wilcox, Noah Adams produced, High Heels by Adrian Chufo. The time is now 29 minutes past the hour.